Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A unique convergence of two apex bodies in India is set to transform the country's approach to health and nutrition, and it is happening through the Sehat Mission, which was recently launched by the Union Health Minister and the Agriculture Minister. What makes this significant is that this mission targets India's persistent hidden hunger paradox and rising agriculture-linked non-communicable diseases. But why does this matter? It matters because, despite India being self-sufficient in cereals, diet diversity is poor, micronutrient adequacy is low, and agricultural workers themselves bear health costs from pesticide and heat exposure. The Sehat Mission is a structural response to this paradox. It is a first-of-its-kind convergence platform between the Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, and the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, or ICER. The ICMR brings cohort study and epidemiology rigor, while the ICER brings crop breeding and farm system rigor. Now, let us look at the five priority areas of the Sehat Mission. First, it focuses on biofortified crops, which involves breeding and adoption of zinc, iron, vitamin A-rich varieties. What is crucial here is that India has, over the past decade, released over 70 biofortified varieties, but uptake remains pocketed. Second, it promotes integrated farming for dietary diversity, which includes crop-life stockfish horticulture systems mapped to household nutrition. Third, it addresses the occupational health of agricultural workers, including pesticide exposure, heat stress, and ergonomics. Fourth, it tackles agri-NCD prevention, which involves linking diet, pesticide residues, and metabolic disease. Fifth, it establishes One Health surveillance, which is about zoonotic disease tracking across humans, livestock, and the environment. The operational architecture of the Sehat Mission is also noteworthy. It involves shared laboratories between ICER institutes and ICMR institutes, joint cohorts and longitudinal nutrition studies, common indices on diet diversity and nutritional adequacy, and pilot blocks in aspirational districts. Now, let us turn to the anchoring of national programs. The Sehat Mission complements several existing initiatives, including the Poshan Abhiyan, which is a nutrition convergence mission under the Ministry of Women and Child Development. It also complements the National Food Security Act, 2013, which provides the right to food and PDS coverage. Furthermore, it contributes to the One Health Mission, which was approved in 2024 and focuses on pandemic preparedness through integrated human-animal-environment surveillance. The mission also aligns with the PM ASHA initiative, which involves procurement for pulses and all seeds, the nutrition-relevant crops. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Sehat Mission was launched on 11th May 2026, and it is a joint convergence of the ICMR and the ICER on biofortification, dietary diversity, agri-occupational health, agri-NCDs, and One Health. The ICMR, or Indian Council of Medical Research, was established in 1911 as the IRFA and was renamed ICMR in 1949. It is under the Department of Health Research, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The ICER, or Indian Council of Agricultural Research, was established in 1929 and is under the Department of Agricultural Research and Education, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Sehat Mission is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers social justice and governance, including welfare schemes for vulnerable sections, health and nutrition policy, and interministerial convergence. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers agriculture and science and technology, including agriculture and farmers' welfare, food technology, biofortification, public health, and government policies and interventions. Remember this number, over 70 biofortified varieties have been released in India since 2015. Note this carefully. The Sehat Mission has no fresh fund allocation announced as of its launch, which poses a risk of it being absorbed into existing budgets. Now, moving on to the mains angels, the hidden hunger paradox in India calls for an agri-nutrition pivot, and the Sehat Mission can be critically evaluated as a response. The One Health approach is also significant, with reference to recent Indian initiatives. Additionally, agricultural workers in India face a neglected occupational health burden, which needs to be addressed. In conclusion, the Sehat Mission represents a significant step towards addressing India's nutritional challenges, and its success will depend on effective convergence between the health and agriculture ministries. This convergence has far-reaching implications for India's development trajectory, particularly in terms of achieving the sustainable development goals related to health and nutrition.